High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you, and we welcome you back inside the Beatrice Middle School Auditorium as we're ready for our second game of the afternoon and evening here on Sunny 101.3. And the game completed just a few minutes ago. Bruning Davenport Shickley defeated Johnson County Central in the semifinals of the Girls B Division. The final in that one was BDS 45, Johnson County Central 32. Across the street over in the Beatrice City Auditorium, in a game heard live a few minutes ago on our sister station KTNC, the Sacred Heart girls defeated Parkview Christian 48-20 was the final score in that one. And now on the air over on KTNC, Southern and Johnson Brock girls are doing battle in the A Division semifinal. A first quarter score, the Southern Raiders leading Johnson Brock by 1-8-7. Again, that game is live right now over on KTNC. Up next here on Sunny 101.3, we have the HTRS Titans taking on the Exeter Million Timberwolves. B Division semifinal action. Let's move right to the starting lineups here. First of all, for Exeter Milligan, they'll start Savannah Krapuchka, the 5'7 sophomore. Cameron Jansky, 5'10 and a senior. Josie Canode is a junior at 5'4. Jasmine Turbiantes is a 5'8 junior. And Emma Olson, a senior at 5'10. Those are the five starters for Coach Jackson Krejci and the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are 9-4 on the season coming into this game. Now the starting lineup for the HTRS Titans. They are 2-9 on the year. They're coached by head coach Carmen Tomac. They'll go with Alyssa Howe. Ellie Howe is 5'7 and a senior. Laramie Gladar, a freshman at 5'8. Gracie Schaefer is a 5'6 senior. Ellie Shart, a senior at 5'6. And J.C. Leach, a 5'10 senior. Absent from the lineup, Sadie Hardesty is not on the floor, and Ashton Bredemeyer. We understand both of those players are out ill right now, and they will not be in the starting lineup for the HTRS Titans. I believe Jaylee McNeely may also be out right now. I know she had an injury a while back. I don't believe she's suited up either, so the Titans a little bit shorthanded. We would assume that Sadie and Ashton are home listening, so scoot up close to your radio, ladies. We certainly wish you a speedy recovery. We want to see you back out here with us again real soon, ladies. Had the introduction of starting lineup now for the Titans. They're out on the floor. Now we're meeting the starters for Exeter Milligan. Again, this is the B Division semifinal game, 93rd Annual Mudecus Basketball Tournament. We're live this afternoon, this evening, from the Beatrice Middle School. We're right across the street from the iconic Beatrice City Auditorium that's been the home of the Mudecus Tournament for decades. And we're getting ready to jump it up. J.C. Lee steps into the center circle. She'll jump it up against Cameron Jansky. And here's the tip, controlled by HTRS. Ellie Shart comes up with the basketball. Shart across the timeline, picks up her dribble, right side, goes to the right corner with it. Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer on the dribble, finds Ellie Shart once again. Again, across court to Schaefer. They pass the ball back and forth between the rings into J.C. Leach in the paint. Left wing, Gladar with the basketball. Gladar, Laramie takes it in for a lay-in up off the glass, couldn't get it, and the rebound down to Cameron Jansky. Jansky will push the ball down court herself into the corner. Tipped away down here by Ellie Shart. Nice job coming up with it. In the corner is Gladar. Gladar flips it up to Gracie Schaefer, and Schaefer across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here now by Exeter Milligan. Gladar with the basketball goes to J.C. Leach. Leach tries to work around the defender. Into the corner, Gracie Schaefer. Open look for two from the corner off the glass, up and good. Gracie Schaefer with the bank shot off the glass, got the two-point basket to fall, and it's 2-0. HTRS with the early lead. We've played a minute. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Man-to-man defense here by the Titans. Ellie Gladar tipped the ball away there for a minute. Thought she was going to get a steal. Here's an open look from the right side for two. up and good in the corner baseline right side, put in there by Josie Canode. Canode with her first 2 points, and we're tied at two. Ellie Short down court. Gives it to J.C. Leach at the free throw line. Into the corner, Ellie Howe. Back to Leach. She moves to the basket off the glass. Oh, couldn't get it to fall. Sat on the rim and wouldn't drop. The rebound comes down to Kapichka. Kapichka with the basketball on the right side. Now dribbles between the rings, being chased by Glaudar. Laramie Glaudar right in her back pocket as she tries to take the ball around the top of the horn. Inside the paint. Basket. Oh, J.C. Leach with a great job defensively. She just blocked Tubiates into neck.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, we apologize for the technical difficulties there. 3:51 to play first quarter. We're still tied at two. You haven't missed any scoring. HTRS with the basketball on the right side. Down in the corner, Avery Deerberger. She's trapped down there. Deerberger now gets it up to Gracie Schaefer. Shot up by Deerberger. Off the rim. Front of the rim doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound is Cameron Jansky. Jansky pushes it down court herself here for Exeter Milligan to the right side. Lob pass in traffic. Turnaround shot off the glass. Up and good by Jasmine Trubiantes. Trubiantes with the turnaround shot. It's 4-2. Exeter Milligan on top. Here's Ellie Short on the dribble. Short into forecourt. Goes into the corner. Down deep right side to Avery Deerberger. Deerberger handles the ball for a minute. Brings it back up to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer inside the paint. Pulls up. Out to Deerberger. Open look. Three. Deerberger comes up short. Saved from going out of bounds. Tipped back in by Ellie Short. But the ball's going to be grabbed up by Cameron Jansky. And Exeter Milligan down court with the basketball. Glaudar getting set to check back into the lineup. Here's a three from the corner. Deep left side. Up and off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Cameron Jansky. And it's 6-2, and a whistle, and a foul. Jansky will be at the line for the and one. She got the basket, and she'll be shooting a free throw here. The foul is going to be called on Ellie Howe, on Howe, her first personal team foul number one on HTRS. So at the free throw line for the and one is Cameron Jansky. There's Laramie Glodar back into the lineup, replacing Ellie Howe now. Also off the bench comes Mallory Staskel. Staskel checks in for Exeter Milligan. At the line, Cameron Jansky for the and one. She looks to the basket. Her shot is on the way. It's up. It's off. No good. And the rebound to J.C. Leach. Leach outlet pass to Ellie Short, and Short will push the ball down court. Ellie all the way in, driving lay-in off the glass. Up and good. Ellie Short went coast to coast and laid it in for the lay-in, and I think she drew the foul. Oh, wait, are they going to say the foul came on the floor and are going to take the bucket away? We thought that Ellie had a basket and an and one. They're going to say the foul came on the floor. Not sure I agree with that, but it'll be HTRS's basketball. Avery Deerberger looked to the left side for Short. The ball got away. It went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. 6-2, your score. Thought Ellie Short had a, she had a big finish in the game here on Monday night. Made four big crucial free throws near the end of the game in the last couple of minutes, and helped HTRS get the win in that first round. 2:20 to go in the first quarter, 6-2, Exeter Milligan up. Ball tipped away and stolen by Laramie Glodar on the baseline. Glodar down court to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer dribbles between the rings, bounce pass right side, Ellie Short. Short looks across court, back up top to Schaefer. Schaefer feeds it into J.C. Leach, who goes to Ellie Short. Avery Deerberger in the corner, right side. She dribbles to the top of the key, pulls up for a long two. That's off the rim and doesn't go. They're giving Deerberger the look. Battling for the ball down there for HTRS is Ellie Short. They're going to call traveling and give the basketball over to the Timberwolves. Now into the ballgame for the Timberwolves comes Savannah Krupicka. Krupicka back into the lineup. 6-2, Exeter Milligan up by four with a minute 48 to play in the first quarter. On the dribble is Josie Canode. Canode feeds it into the corner right side, Trubiantes. Trubiantes back up to the top of the circle. Krupicka. Krupicka finds Trubiantes again in the corner. HTRS pressuring defense. They have Trubiantes trapped down there. Around the horn to the left wing, Krupicka. She tries to feed it into traffic, goes into Canode with it. Now Krupicka for three, can't get it. A battle under the ball, shot is up, rebound, follow shot doesn't go, and coming out of there with it is Laramie Glodar. Glodar just took it away from a couple of defenders under the basket. Glodar, down court pass to the left wing, across court to Ellie Short. Now in the lineup, Hannah Kozel in there for HTRS. Into traffic, J.C. Leach. Leach moves to the basket, shot is up and good. J.C. Leach with a nice move to the hoop, got it to fall, and it's 6-4, a two-point ball game with 49 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Canode on the dribble, flips it to the corner, left side, Krupicka, back to Canode. Her shot is up, it's short, tipped around, rebound, J.C. Leach. Leach just took that away from a couple of defenders. Out to Gracie Schaefer. 35 seconds to play in the corner. Schaefer, bounce pass left side. And we're going to have traveling called on the left corner over here by Hannah Kozel. Kozel, a 5'6 sophomore, moved that pivot foot. She'll be called for the travel. And the turnover will give the ball back now to the Timberwolves. 32 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-4. Timberwolves up by two. Exeter Milligan with the basketball. Staskel on the dribble. Krupicka handles the ball. She walks with it. Traveled. Turnover will give the ball back to HTRS. Krupicka was being pressured out there by Kozil. And now HTRS gets the ball back with 22 seconds to play in the quarter. Inbounded to Gracie Schaefer. She puts it out to Ellie Short. Short takes it all the way in off the glass. Shot is up just short off the rim. Couldn't get it. Ellie had a good look under there and couldn't get it to fall. 6-4, a two-point ball game. 10 seconds to go. Ball gets away. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hannah Kozel. On Hannah, that's her first team foul number two on HTRS. 6-4, two-point lead for the Timberwolves. 8 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Timberwolves will inbound it. Krupicka to inbound it in forecourt on the side. Into the corner. Leach tips it away. And it goes out of bounds off of Exeter Milligan. So now HTRS gets the ball with 7 seconds to go. Down by two. Gracie Schaefer inbounds it in backcourt. gets it in to Gladar. Gladar starts down court, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Midcourt, Laramie Gladar. Top of the key, Gracie Schaefer for three. Couldn't get it. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, Exeter Milligan leads 6-4. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself. Your liver, about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Ready for second quarter action. 6-4 our score. Exeter Milligan leading HTRS. Want to say hello to a couple of HTRS fans listening in on the road, headed back toward Humboldt. Lori and Natalie Novak on their way home. Good afternoon, ladies. Hope we can make your trip a little pleasant here as you can listen in to our broadcast of basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Timberwolves will have the basketball as we begin the second quarter. On the dribble across the timeline, Josie Canode. Canode flips it out to the left side, Jansky. Jansky feeds it to Krupiczka in the corner left side. Again, they bounce pass to Canode, top of the circle. Skip pass across court, deep baseline in the paint, spin move toward the basket. No chance for a shot, and carrying the basketball is going to be called there. Emma Olson got the dribble up too high and carried the ball. It'll turn it over and give it back to HTRS. So now the Lady Titans with a chance to tie it up again. Ellie Sharp pushes the ball down court, gives it to the right side, Laramie Gladar. Gladar tried to put a pass inside to Gracie Schaefer. Stolen away by Trubiantes. Trubiantes comes down court on the dribble. Jasmine Trubiantes puts it inside traffic. Left side open look, long two is off the rim. No. Rebound pulled down by J.C. Leach. Leach doing a great job on the defensive boards down here. Her outlet pass to Schaefer, down to Ellie Howe. Howe goes to Leach. Ball gets away loose. Schaefer can't chase it down. And it comes over to our broadcast table. And it'll go back to the Timberwolves. So turnovers have been costly here so far in the ballgame for the Titans. 6-4 your score, still a two-point ball game. Low-scoring contest, 6:57 to play in the second quarter. Krupiczka in the corner left side. Bounce pass, top of the key, Jansky. Back to Krupiczka. Puts it into traffic. Trubiantes over Gracie Schaefer. Shot is up and off, no good. And there's J.C. Leach with yet another defensive rebound. Her outlet pass goes to Ellie Sharp, and Sharp will push the ball down court. Ellie Sharp picks up the dribble to J.C. Leach at the free throw line. Ball away, set shot up and off, no good. Ellie Howe tips the ball out of there. Now it's going to be grabbed up on the baseline by Jansky. Cameron Jansky down court with the ball. Jansky all the way to the corner. Baseline right side. Krupiczka, long three, up and good. From the corner on the right side, got it to fall. Savannah Krupiczka hits the three, and it's 9-4. The lead is 5. Laramie Gladar with the ball for the Titans. A skip pass across court to Sharp. Underneath Schaefer. Set shot, Schaefer up and good. Gracie Schaefer made a nice move to the bucket. Gracie's got 4 points, and it's back to a three-point contest now at 9-6. With the ball, dribbling into forecourt, Canode. Canode, baseline left side, pass goes down to Jansky. Up top, Krupiczka on the right elbow. Krupiczka dribbles in. Little floater put up, whistle and a foul. We'll put Krupiczka at the free throw line. Savannah, 5'7", sophomore, will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots for the Timberwolves. Foul is going to be on Gracie Schaefer. On Schaefer, her first, team foul number 3 on the Lady Titans. At the free throw line, the first shot is up and off, no good for Savannah. She'll have a second attempt coming here. Avery Deerberger back into the lineup. Also, like Hannah Kojol, also into the contest now for the Titans. Krupicka, second free throw is up. This one is good. She hit one out of two. And it's 10-6. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:38 to go first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at the Beatrice Middle School. 5 minutes, 38 seconds to play in the second quarter of this B Division girls semifinal game. The HTRS Titans are trailing Exeter Milligan 10-6 in the ballgame thus far. Having kind of an extended timeout here because of a long conversation between the officials and Exeter Milligan head coach Jackson Krejci, and I'm not sure what that was all about. It was seemed to be very cordial. It wasn't anything like anything was being contested, but they had a lengthy conversation about something that's taking place out here. I do notice one of the girls is coming off the floor to get a hand taped up. May have been some blood on the player, and they were discussing that. That could have been what it was about. 5:36 to go here. Clock running as we move back to live action. Ellie Sharp brings it down court, puts a bounce pass in the paint into Ellie Howe, and a whistle kicking the basketball. It went off the foot of one of the Timberwolves. It'll belong to HTRS. Inbound pass into Avery Deerberger. She takes a couple of dribbles, picks up her dribble, gets it to Ellie Howe into the corner. Ellie Sharp for three. Over the top. It was long. Went out of bounds. It went off of the Titans. And the basketball will belong to the Timberwolves. 5:22 to go now in the first half. 10-6. Timberwolves up by four. Into four court is Canode. She picks up her dribble. Now she needs some help on a cross-court pass to Krupicka. Shot blocked away by Ellie Howe. Good defense down there. Alyssa Howe blocked that shot and then got the defensive rebound off of the block. Her outlet pass comes out to Ellie Sharp. Sharp brings the ball down court into the corner. A three on the way up and good. Nailing the three from down deep in the corner was Avery Deerberger, the sophomore. Deerberger with a three. Pulls the Titans back to within one. Timeout taken, Timberwolves, 4:50 to go first half, 10-9. Titans within one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Beatrice Middle School, 4 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the first half of this B Division semifinal game. The Exeter Milligan Timberwolves leading your HTRS Titans by one, 10-9. Reminder, our games can be heard live worldwide online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live, select KLZA, and you can listen to our broadcast for free anywhere worldwide. 4:50 on the game clock, as we said, here in the second quarter. Timberwolves basketball. Cameron Jansky inbounds the pass. She'll toss it in to Josie Canode, and Canode will set the offense. Man-to-man defense here by HTRS. They lob it into traffic. Krupicka in traffic. It's tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow, HTRS. So the Titans, with some good, strong defense on the baseline, get the ball back and a chance to take the lead here. 10-9, Titans down by one. This is Gracie Schaefer with the basketball across the timeline. Schaefer flips it over to Avery Deerberger. Again, it comes back to Schaefer. Bounce pass baseline in the corner. Ellie Howe with the ball. Oh, it's tried in a cross-court pass. It's picked off in there by Canode. That was an ill-advised cross-court pass. You can't throw it through that much traffic. Trubiantes in the corner, holds the ball, puts a bounce pass inside. Good job reaching in and getting a hold of the ball by Gracie Schaefer, but I think we're going to get a foul called on Gracie. on Schaefer. That will be her second personal and team foul number four. Back onto the court now comes Laramie Gladar and Ellie Sharp check in. Avery Deerberger has a seat, and Hannah Kojal sets down. 4:11 to go here in the first half. An inbound pass deflected away. Good job by Gracie Schaefer. Kicked it away off her foot. They're trying to inbound it on the baseline under their own basket, the Timberwolves. Trubiantes leaves the ball game, and checking in to replace Trubiantes is Mallory Staskel. Staskel will inbound it now into the basket. Staskel lobs it into the corner. Krupicka tries to go up with the shot. She'll be fouled, and we'll put Krupicka at the line. No, we won't. They're going to say it was on the floor. Boy, I'll tell you, some of these have sure looked like shooting fouls. I thought for sure Ellie Sharp had one at the other end a while ago. Foul is going to be on Ellie Sharp, her first personal, team foul number five. Here's J.C. Leach with a steal on the inbound pass. Good defense there by Leach to reach up and take that ball away. Her outlet pass goes to Ellie Sharp. Sharp brings it down court. Got it off to Schaefer in the corner. Schaefer has the ball knocked away from her by Cameron Jansky. Jansky touched it last. It'll be HTRS's basketball. 3:54 to play in the first half, 10-9. Lady Titans down by one. Inbounding it. Wait a minute. The official blows a whistle there. We may have had a foul before the ball was even inbounded. Oh, they're going to let subs come in here. We got a Ellie Howe leaves the ball game. And in to replace Ellie Howe now. For HTRS comes Jalen Bowling. So Bowling, 5'8 junior, into the lineup. J.C. Leach comes up to Bowling. Bowling works to the left side. She'll travel. Bowling, who just checked in, caught the ball and took off with it before she got the dribble put down. And it'll be a turnover and give the ball right back to the Timberwolves. Boy, HTRS has had their opportunities. They've been within one here, 10-9, on the last three trips down the floor, and they've come away empty-handed. Three opportunities to take the lead. To the right side goes Jansky. Lob pass in. Trubiantes. Shot is up and good. Trubiantes has her second bucket. She's got four. And the lead now is 12-9. Back up by three are the Timberwolves. Gracie Schaefer. Skip pass across to Ellie Sharp in the corner left side. Back up top to Schaefer. Schaefer goes to the right side. Oh, there's another pass by Bowling that's deflected away. Now it's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be touched last by Bowling. So Jalen Bowling kind of having a tough time as she has checked in here. The ball got away from her there in the corner. Bowling will leave the lineup, and Avery Deerberger checks back in now for the Titans, 12-9. Titans down by three with 3:19 to go in the first half. Cameron Jansky with the dribble goes in the baseline corner left side down to Staskel. Back up top to Jansky. Right side, Krupicka has the ball taken away by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer gets the steal, flips the outlet pass to Sharp, and Ellie will bring the ball down court. Ellie Sharp into the corner, Avery Deerberger. Deerberger tries to drive the baseline, got trapped. Oh, Deerberger was looking up court for Sharp. It'll be an over and back call here because nobody was there. Sharp broke toward the lane just as Deerberger let go of the pass. 12-9, Titans hanging in there, down by three, under 3 minutes to play in the first half here, 2:52 on the game clock. Waiting for the inbound pass from the right side by Krupicka. Krupicka gets it in now to Trubiantes. Trubiantes, left elbow, near sideline, pass into the corner, baseline left side, no chance there. Good job by Gladar. Defense shot in the paint, up and good. By Emma Olson. Olson with her first 2 points. 14-9, and suddenly the lead is back to five with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Ellie Sharp with a bounce pass to Deerberger in the corner. Deerberger down to Gladar. Baseline left side. Ball knocked away from her. Laramie Gladar had it knocked away out of bounds. Touch last by the Timberwolves. It'll stay with the Titans. Timberwolves bringing a sub into the ball game now. Back in goes Josie Canode, the 5'4 junior, into the game. Inbounding it. Gladar tosses into Schaefer, down to Sharp, underneath Leach. Leach goes up with a shot and got it blocked, but a whistle and a foul, and J.C. Leach will be at the line. The foul will be on Trubiantes, on Jasmine, her first personal. That's the first foul of the ball game called on Exeter Milligan. At the line, J.C. Leach shooting two shots for the Titans. First free throw was on the way up and short off the front of the rim. Leach will have another attempt coming here. Second shot coming up for J.C. Leach. She looks to the basket. Shot is on the way up, and this one is off also. Couldn't get it. Timberwolves with the rebound, so a missed pair of free throws, and the margin begins remains at 5, 14-9. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the first half. Right side with the ball goes Jansky. Feeds it inside. There's J.C. Leach to tip the ball away. They're trying to get it into Trubiantes, and Leach will have none of that. J.C. just tipped the ball away. Laramie Gladar checks out now. She'll leave the ball game, and Allie Howe checks in her place for the Titans. Inbound the ball, and it's caught out of bounds. The ball was deflected, and standing out of bounds was Cameron Jansky, and she caught the ball when it came back to her. And, of course, that turns it back over to the Titans. Off the bench comes Krupicka, Savannah Krupicka, in replacing Emma Olson. 2 minutes even to play here in the first half. Into forecourt, Gracie Schaefer. Bounce pass, Ellie Howe in the corner. Back up top to Schaefer. Left side, Ellie Shark for three. It's short. Ball is deflected and tipped around. Fought for on the baseline. And coming out of the traffic with the ball is Mallory Stasekel. Stasekel, outlet pass gives up to Canode. Canode on the timeline, across the timeline to the right wing with the ball. Picks up her dribble. Puts a skip pass across to the left wing now. Underneath, ball tipped away by J.C. Leach. Leach again with good defense. They were trying to get it into Cameron Jansky. Leach deflected that pass when they fed it in. It goes out of bounds off of Leach. A minute 29 to go here now in the first half. 14-9. It's a 5-point ball game. Exeter Milligan up by 5. HTRS. Here's a long three from the corner. Right side up and good by Stasekel from down in the corner. Or Krupicka, rather. And that's Krupicka's second three. She's got 7 points now. Here's Ellie Shark being tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow to Exeter Milligan. Ellie got trapped up here near the midcourt line by Cameron Jansky, and the turnover gives the ball back to the Timberwolves. 17-9. The lead is up to 8 now with a minute 13 to go in the first half. HTRS needs a stop here and maybe get a bucket to cut into that lead a little. Trubiantes, right side shot is up off, couldn't get it. Leach with the rebound. She's double-teamed. She's triple-teamed. She got it out of there to Short. Short down court with a minute to play. Top of the key. Ellie Short feeds it up to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer works to the right elbow. Bounce pass. Avery Deerberger. Deerberger's down in the corner. Again comes to Schaefer. Oh, Schaefer almost walked with the ball. Here's Deerberger for three. No. Rebound Trubiantes. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Ellie Short. Short was down there trying to get after that offensive board. And on Ellie, I'm going to make sure they post it that way and make sure it is actually Ellie. Yes, it is. Ellie Short called for the personal. Her second, team foul number 6. 43 seconds to play in the first half. It's 17-9. The lead is 8 for the Timberwolves. Canode with the ball down court into the corner. Krupicka. Krupicka, top of the key. Trubiantes back to Krupicka, left side for three. Shot is off the rim, no. Rebound Gracie Schaefer with 25 seconds on the clock. Schaefer down court with the ball for the Titans. Works to the right side of the free throw lane. Bounce pass into Leach. Her shot is up off the glass, no. Out of bounds. Knocked out of the hands of Ellie Howe down here. Knocked away by Jansky, Cameron Jansky, so it'll stay with the Titans. 14 seconds to go, first half, 17-9. Titans down by 8. Ellie Short will inbound it. Baseline, left side, underneath her own backboard. Bobs it into J.C. Leach. Leach's shot is partially blocked. Rebound, follow shot up by Gladar. It's there. Laramie Gladar with her first bucket. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, down court. Into the corner. Trubiantes for three. Off the glass, no. Right for rebound, put back, no. Basket will not count. And at the halftime break, our score, Exeter Milligan 17, HTRS 11. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska. Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. It's halftime. The Exeter Milligan Timberwolves leading HTRS 17-11. While we're in our halftime break, you might want to flip over to KTNC for a minute if you're in the Fall City area. Johnson, Brock, and Southern are going into overtime, tied to 33-all. John Nixon has the call right now on KTNC. They're going into OT. Here it's 17-11 at halftime. Taking a look at the individual scoring at the half for Exeter Milligan, Savannah Krupicka leads the way with a 7. Jasmine Trubiantes has 4, 2 points for Emma Olson. Josie Canode with 2, and Cameron Jasky has 2. From the free throw line, the Timberwolves went 1 out of 3. For the HTRS Titans, they're led by Gracie Schaefer at the half. She has 4, Avery Deerberger with 3, Laramie Gladar with 2, and J.C. Leach has 2 for their total of 11. The Titans went 0-for-2 from the charity stripe in the first half. 17-11, that's our halftime score. Exeter Milligan leading HTRS. Don't forget, after this, we'll have the Johnson-Brock boys taking on the Dillard-Odell Griffins here on Sunny. That game scheduled to tip off around 7 o'clock. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We're going to update you with your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudecas Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m. Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family.
simply, yes, it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect from Friday morning until Saturday morning. As we go into Friday, we will start to see chances for rain and snowfall as we go throughout the evening. This is due to a low-pressure system that's currently situated over the Dakotas that's going to start shifting south across the state of Iowa to Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Total snowfall accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. As we go into the rest of the weekend, however, we are going to start to see chances for warming temperatures, and we'll actually go above average temperatures yet again, seeing highs in the upper 40s on Tuesday. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly cloudy skies, the low around 30 degrees. For Friday, we'll start to see snow showers and drizzle in the morning, with cloudy skies and a high at 40 degrees. And Friday night, more chances for snowfall and drizzle with a low around 19. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street, in Falls City. Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School. It's halftime. The HTRS Titans trailing the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. Our halftime score, Timberwolves 17 and the Titans 11, as we get set to move into third quarter action. Want to remind you, up next here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have boys basketball, B division in the boys semifinals, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Diller Odell Griffins. That's coming up right after this one, Johnson Brock and Diller Odell. And then the nightcap here from the middle school, we'll be switching over to our sister station, KTNC. I'll be doing that. We'll have the HTRS boys taking on the Pawnee City Indians. That game scheduled, the late one, scheduled for 8:30 tonight. So going to be a long marathon day of basketball. John Nixon with three games on KTNC from over at the auditorium. I've got three on Sunny here, and then we'll do a seventh game, 8:30 late tonight, back on KTNC. Let's see if we've got an update yet on that overtime game being played over at the City Auditorium. Still no update on that. It was tied 33 all going into overtime. We're going to move to third quarter action here. HTRS with the basketball. Ellie Sharp gets the inbound pass. Goes into the corner left side down to Laramie Glaudar. Back up to Gracie Schaefer on the right side. Schaefer looks underneath. Wants to go inside. Tried to get it into J.C. Leach. The ball is kicked away out of bounds. Kicked off the foot down there defensively by Cameron Jansky. Titans will still have the ball. Went right into the HTRS cheerleaders. They had to dodge to get out of the way. Here's Ellie Short with a three from the top of the key that's short off the rim. Vladar reaching in, tried to tie up Trubiantes. Trubiantes pulled the basketball away and puts the outlet pass down court to Canode. Canode to the right side. Kupichka in the corner, lobs it into traffic, turnaround shot up and good. Nice move to the basket by Cameron Jansky. Her second bucket, she's got 4 points now in the ball game. We lost our score clock. The clock just went out. They may have to stop the ball game here, and they will as our score clock went down. Had a bunch of kids walking toward the locker room behind the bench, and I think one of them caught his foot on the court and unplugged the board as the team was headed to the locker room, and now they're all kind of hanging their heads wondering who did it. Going to take a minute to restore things here. So we've got a timeout on the floor, waiting to bring the clocks back. 17-11, that's our score. 7:24 to play here in the third period. And that's what the clock says, so we'll be good to go. Don't know which of the young men tripped over the court, but they'll be guarding that a little more carefully from here on out. Now the ref's going to go over to the clock operator and inquire as to how long was the thing off. They may have to take a few seconds off there just to get it right. Actually, they didn't play a whole lot of time. If it mattered, 3 or 4 seconds, maybe. Long discussion between the officials. We're live here at the Beatrice Middle School. We're right across the street from the iconic Beatrice City Auditorium, the home of the Mudecas Tournament for decades. 93rd annual Mudecas Tournament. Okay, now they're fixing the score to make it 19-11. That's correct. That's what they were missing. Those 2 points weren't up there yet. They got that added. Here's the inbound pass deflected away, knocked out of bounds. Tipped out down there by Jansky. It'll still stay with the Titans. Schaefer to inbound it. Schaefer tries to inbound it. This time it's kicked out of bounds by Emma Olson. So the Titans are having a dickens of a time inbounding this pass under their own basket. Twice in a row, the Timberwolves have deflected it away. This time Schaefer tries lobbing it inside the paint. Shot is up off the glass. Doesn't go. Try for follow shot. Put up by J.C. Leach, and a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Leach to the free throw line. She'll be shooting two shots here for the Titans. 19-11, your score. Down by eight. The foul was called on Trubiantes. That's her second personal. At the free throw line, J.C. Leach. Free throw is up. No good. Couldn't get it. J.C. Leach now 0-for-3 from the charity stripe. She has 2 points in the ballgame. She'll have another attempt coming here. Second free throw for J.C. Leach. 5'10 senior. Takes aim. Shot is up. No. Off to the right. Couldn't get it to fall. 0-for-4 from the line. The Titans have yet to make a free throw this evening. Into forecourt comes Josie Canode. Kupichka in the corner. Baseline left side. She's covered up nicely there by J.C. Leach. No shot for Kupichka. Lob pass into traffic under the basket. Shot is up. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans, either on Gladar or Short down on the baseline. Stepping to the free throw line, Cameron Jansky. Jansky's going to be shooting two shots. The foul is on Ellie Short. That's her third personal. Jansky's free throw is up and good. So Cameron has now made 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, has 5 points. Big welcome to our listeners in the Exeter Milligan area listening in online at mscsports.net. We passed around some cards here, and we know folks got on the phone and called people at home and gave them the website. So second shot is up and good. We're happy to have you joined in and enjoying our broadcast. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Dirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation. Gracie Schaefer down court with a basketball. She's trapped on the sideline. Got rid of the ball. A cross-court pass to Ellie Short. Open look for two. Good! Ellie Short with her first bucket of the night. Got the jump shot from 12 feet out on the left side of the free throw lane. Makes it 21-13. Titans back now within 8, 6.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Timberwolves basketball, Kupichka in the corner. Kupichka looks under the basket for Olson. Ball is stolen away by Laramie Gladar. Gladar with a steal, flips the ball out to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer will push it down court. Schaefer takes it into the paint. Trubiantes steals the ball away. Now Trubiantes on a fast break. All the way in, driving layup. Got it. Jasmine Trubiantes has 6 points, and it's a 10-point lead, just like that, 23-13. Timberwolves up by 10. Sharp feeds it underneath the left side to L.A. Howe. She's double-teamed and trapped under there. Flips it back out to Sharp. Sharp had an open look. Now is going to take the three. L.A. Sharp for three. Hits the back of the iron. Bounces out. Jansky has the rebound. Outlet pass from Jansky. Goes to Canode. Canode across the timeline. Picked up by Laramie Glaudar. Glaudar stays with Canode all the way as she takes it down into the corner. A lob pass in. J.C. Leach stole the ball away from Emma Olson. Leach is doing a good job defensively tonight under the basket. Sharp brings it into the corner to Schaefer. What's happening here is the Titans are just having an awful time getting a good look at the basket. This defense is just in their face. Under the basket to Glaudar. Shot is up and good. J.C. Leach with the assist. Glaudar with the shot. Laramie has 4 points. And it's back to an 8-point ball game. 23-15. Titans need a stop here. Trubiantes, she picked up her dribble. Lob pass underneath. Overthrows it under there. Looking for Emma Olson. And again, J.C. Leach had Olson just blocked away from the pass. Off the bench into the ballgame comes Hannah Kozel. Kozel, a 5'8 sophomore. Timeout taken by the Timberwolves. 4:52 to go third quarter. 23-15. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Live action, HTRS with the basketball. Ellie Short on the dribble across the timeline. Pass goes to the left elbow to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer picks up the basketball and hands it to Ellie Howe. Howe, pass down into the corner to Short on the left side of the basket. Short can't get to the baseline. Goes back to Howe at the top of the key. A cross-court pass in the paint. Ball tipped away. Kozel grabs it up. Right wing goes to Schaefer. Schaefer has it knocked away from her, tipped out of bounds by Cameron Jansky. It'll stay with the Titans. 4:28 to go, third quarter. 23-18, Titans down by 8. Inbound the pass comes into Ellie Short. Short down to Schaefer. Schaefer, jump shot right side over the top, no good. And there with the rebound coming down is Trubiantes. Trubiantes out to Krupicka. Krupicka into forecourt. Works to the right side. Maddie Lusum in the lineup now. Lusum with a shot from the corner for three. Up and off, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Titans basketball. Maddie Lusum is a 5'3 senior. Just checked into the ballgame. With 4:06 to go now. Here in the third period, 23-15. Titans hanging around. They're down by 8. Schaefer with the basketball. Finds Howe. Bounce pass to Howe into Schaefer. Back into the corner to Short. Inside Leach. Leach with a shot off the glass up and good. J.C. Leach has 4 points, and it's back to a 6-point ball game. Titans battling their way back into this. They were down by 12. Now they're back within 6. Lusum in the corner. Turnaround shot right side up and good. Put in by Emma Olson. She's got 4 points. Olson gets the basket. And the lead is back to 8. Oh, here's a steal. Cameron Jansky, she'll have the breakaway lay-in off the glass up and good. Cameron Jansky with the steal, the layup. She's got 6 points. And just like that, the lead is right back to 10. Short has the ball stolen away by Lusum. Lusum down court. She wants to take it all the way in. And sneaking up behind her was Gracie Schaefer to tip that ball away from Lusum. Lusum actually had Jansky out in front of her there, but now a timeout taken by HTRS with 3:08 to play in the third quarter, 27-17. You're listening to HTRS Titan Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. call or click LensmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lensman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've got 3:08 left to play in the third period, a 10-point ball game, 27-17 right now. HTRS is down by 10. At the half, the Lady Titans were down by 6, 17-11, but now it's a 10-point margin here. And when play is resumed, the basketball is going to belong to the Timberwolves. They'll have it on the baseline, under the basket, waiting for the inbound pass. They lob it in. Here's a jump shot from the free throw line and a whistle and a foul. At the free throw line will be Josie Canode. She has 2 points. She's not yet been to the charity stripe. The foul is going to be called on Ellie Shart. On Ellie, that's her fourth personal. So Ellie Shart with 4 personals and 3 minutes to go still in the third quarter. Shooting 2, the first free throw was up and off. No good for Josie Canode. She'll have a second shot come. Ellie Shart will leave the ball game with 4 personals. Laramie Gladar checks in to replace her. Canode at the line. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Got that one. Missing from the lineup, Sadie Hardesty not here tonight. Ashton Bredemeyer not here tonight. Jaylee McNeely not playing, so they're a little shorthanded here. A couple of girls out again. We wish those girls a speedy recovery. Know you're probably listening in here tonight. Here's J.C. Leach with a nice move to the basket. Leach got the pass inside. They fed it into her. Nierberger did a good job of getting the ball into J.C. Leach. Nierberger with the assist. Leach with the basket. 28-19. Into the corner. Lusum feeds it under. Oh, J.C. Leach with a block shot. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to HTRS. Trying to put the shot up was Savannah Karpuchka, and Karpuchka put the shot up. J.C. Leach blocked it right back at her. It went off of Savannah out of bounds, and the Titans get the basketball. Gracie Schaefer brings it down court now with Shark sitting on the bench. Schaefer has the ball in the corner. She had an open look for 3, didn't take it. Leach holds the ball at the free throw line. Avery Dierberger, right side, goes inside to Leach. Leach with a shot up, got it. Dierberger with another assist. Hey, I like the way that combination is working. Back-to-back assists there by Avery Dierberger, getting the ball into J.C. Leach, and Leach knows what to do with it when Dierberger can get the ball to her. Leach has scored twice in a row down here, and this time she drew the foul also. That's going to send J.C. to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Cameron Jansky, her first. Leach is 0 for 4 from the line, but she'll have a shot coming here. The free throw is on the way up, and good. J.C. Leach now 1 out of 5, and J.C. has 9 points in the ballgame. 28-22, Lady Titans battling back into this. They're back within 6. Dierberger comes out, puts pressure on Canode. Tips the ball away. It's going to be grabbed up by Schaefer. Oh, they had Dierberger all alone down court, and nobody saw her. Schaefer takes it into traffic, flips it into the corner. Goddard, Dierberger for 3. Got it! Avery Dierberger hits the 3, her second 3-pointer, and it's a 4-point ball game, 28-24. With the ball on the left side, Karpuchka for 3. It's off, no good. The ball is going to be picked up by Gladar in the corner baseline. 28-24, your score. Down court with it come the Titans. Bounce pass to Gladar, left side of the lane. Top of the key, Dierberger for 3. Got it! Here comes Avery Dierberger. She's got the hot streak. It's a 1-point ball game, 28-27. Schaefer tries to tip the ball away, a cross-court pass. Lusum looks inside with it, can't find anywhere to go. Dierberger with a couple of assists in there a minute ago to Leach. Here's a 3 that's up and off, no good. A battle for the rebound. Leach comes down with it. Avery Dierberger came onto the floor for Ellie Shart when Ellie got in foul trouble, and she promptly had 2 assists where she found Leach under the basket for an easy couple of baskets, and then comes down and hits a couple of 3s on top of that. Dierberger, the sophomore, has made a big impact on this game in the short amount of time she's been in here the last minute or so. 53 seconds to play in this quarter. It's 28-27. The Titans, after being down by as much as 12, are back to within 1. Timberwolves with the basketball. At the top of the key, goes around the horn to Lusa. Underneath, Trubiante, shot is up. blocked away by J.C. Leach. Leach will be called for the personal on Leach. That's her first foul, and we're going to put Trubiantes to the line. She has 6 points tonight, all from the field. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. Jasmine Trubiantes will be shooting two shots. The first of two. She takes aim. She launches the shot. It's up. It's good. That makes the lead back to 2 points now at 29-27 with 45 seconds to play in this third quarter. Momentarily there, the Titans had got back to within one. Trubiantes' second free throw attempt is up, and it's good also. Got them both. 30-27. It's a three-point lead for the Timberwolves with 43 seconds. Gracie Schaefer down court across the timeline. She picked up her dribble. Bounce pass to Deerberger. Into the corner. Avery Deerberger in traffic. Has the ball knocked away on the baseline, but I think a whistle. Standing on the baseline when they knocked the ball away was Cameron Jansky. It'll stay with the Titans. Schaefer will inbound it. 32 seconds to play in the quarter. Schaefer to inbound it. Baseline in the corner. Right side of her own basket. Hits it inside to Leach. J.C. Leach back to Gracie Schaefer. Top of the key. It goes around the horn to Gladar. Deerberger back up top to Gladar. Gladar finds Deerberger. They're going to stay on her now into L.A. Howe. Ball was tipped away from Howe. Grabbed up by Canode with 18 seconds to go. Canode down court on the dribble. 30-27, a three-point ball game. Clock at 10 seconds. Timberwolves ball dribbling in. Trubiantes under the basket. Ball stolen away by Gladar. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They won't get a shot off. Allie Howe launches a shot. Doesn't go. And after three quarters, 30-27, Timberwolves up by three. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Oh, we've got a final now in that A Division semifinal game. Johnson Brock in overtime defeats, they got the win 43-38. So Johnson Brock over Southern, 43-38 is your final in overtime in the girls A Division semifinal. Here, after three quarters, Exeter Milligan is leading the Titans of HTRS 30-27, and now we move to fourth quarter action. Laramie Gladar with the basketball, gives it up to Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer looks to Deerberger on the right elbow. Deerberger still in the ballgame here now. She had a big couple of minutes. There's a shot on the baseline, up and good by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer got the putback to drop, and it's a one-point ball game, 30-29. HTRS has pulled back to within one on another occasion after being down by 12 and down by 10. There's a shot for three from the corner, up and off, no good. Laramie Gladar with the rebound. Gladar, outlet pass to Gracie Schaefer. Chance for the Titans to take a lead here. Down court, 30-29. They trail by one, 7-17 to go in the ball game. Deerberger to the left side. Gladar for three, couldn't get it. Save from going out of bounds, tipped in by Schaefer, but the basketball is going to be grabbed up by Jansky. Jansky down court with the ball for the Timberwolves, all the way for the driving layup, can't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Emma Olson. Olson with the put back, she's got 6 points now, and the lead is back to three at 32-29. Titans have got back to within one on a couple of occasions, but not able to tie it or take the lead. Here's Deerberger with a shot from the right side, got it, and she will be fouled. Avery Deerberger hits the jump shot from the right side and drew the foul. I'm told that one of those threes back at the end of the third quarter was actually a two-pointer, so Deerberger hit a two and a three. Now she just nailed another two, and she's at the line for the and one. Free throw is on the way, up and good. Avery Deerberger, the sophomore, she's having quite a ball game here in this second half. Timeout on the floor. We're tied at 32 all. 6:44 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here's a testimonial from our Sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Streit. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Streit and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, if you're at home cheering for the Titans, at last the HTRS girls have managed to tie this puppy up. They had gotten back to within one on a couple of occasions. Keep in mind they trailed by as many as 12 points in this ballgame. And now with 6:42 to go in the game, we're all tied up. Timberwolves with the basketball, tied to 32 all. They bring it into forecourt. Krupicka goes to the corner on the left side. Schaefer guarding her closely on defense. Trubiantes, baseline left side. Skip pass across court. Nearly stolen in traffic. Shot up off the glass. No, and the rebound down to Ellie Howe. Howe gives the outlet pass up to Schaefer. She'll bring the ball up court. Oh, Schaefer has it dribbled away from her. Having trouble getting it picked up here. Now passes across to Gladar into forecourt. Gladar into the corner, left side, Ellie Howe. J.C. Leach at the free throw circle, holds the ball in the paint. Leach with a jump shot that banks off the glass and doesn't go. Leach chases after the ball and tips it back into Ellie Howe. Comes around the horn to Gladar. Gladar dribbles in. She's in traffic, in trouble. Ball is tipped away from her. Now a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called. Tied up. Possession arrow goes to the Timberwolves. So the Titans had a chance to take their first lead in a long time there and couldn't come up with any points. They turn it over, and here come the Timberwolves. The score tied at 32 all, 5:47 to go in the ballgame. Trubiantes in the corner left side. Trubiantes bounce pass to Canode on the left wing. Canode looks underneath on the baseline for the cutter. Nothing there. Hands to Trubiantes. Trubiantes flips it to the right side. 12-footer up and off. No good. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. Tipped in. In traffic, Trubiantes back to the corner, left wing, shot is up off, Leach battles for it, ball is loose under there and a whistle. This may go on Leach. Leach was down there battling for that rebound. Let's see who they put it on. Yes, J.C. Leach is going to get called for the personal, her second foul. Here's Ellie Sharp back into the lineup now for Laramie Gladar. Sharp checks in, 5:21 to go in the ballgame. Ellie playing now with four personal fouls. Lob pass into the top of the key. Comes to Jansky. Underneath Trubiantes. She has to chase after it. It goes out of bounds. Timberwolves turn it over. Trubiantes went into that brick wall. She says she's all right. She jumps up, but she hit the wall pretty hard. There was no pad where she went out of there. All right, here's Ellie Sharp down court with the basketball. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the game. All tied at 32 apiece. Ellie Howe, bounce pass into Leach. Leach off the glass, up. Oh, he couldn't get it to go. And the ball saved from going out of bounds. Leach had a shot, point blank range under there. It just would not fall. Down court comes Jansky with the basketball for the Timberwolves. Into the corner, almost losing it out of there. Krupicka. Krupicka has it tipped away now, and it does go out of bounds. But I believe Ellie Sharp hit the ball last as she had him trapped in the corner. It'll stay with the Timberwolves. All tied at 32 apiece, 4:49 to go. This is going to come down to the wire. We're all tied up. The inbound pass to Emma Olsen. Olsen holds the ball down in the corner. She's trapped down there to Trubiantes in the paint. Jump shot, Trubiantes up, got it. Trubiantes with a jump shot in the paint. And that puts the Timberwolves back up by two, 34-32, 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Ellie Sharp down court with the ball. A cross-court pass gets it to Schaefer. Gracie Schaefer penetrates in the paint. Floater, shot is up for Schaefer. No, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Avery Deerberger. Yeah, Avery Dierberger. She's got 13 points in the ball game, 10 of them coming here in the second half. Dierberger ties the score back up at 34-all. We're tied. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go. And now a battle for the rebound underneath, and I think the foul is going to be called on HTRS going after that defensive board. The basketball will stay with the Timberwolves. I'm going to have to wait and see when they post it. The foul is going to be on Alyssa Howe, her second personal. And at the baseline, left side to inbound it, Cameron Jansky. Jansky tosses it inbounds. All the way across court it comes. There's a long three that's up and off. Rebound, follow shot, put back on the right side there to get the rebound was Cameron Jansky with the putback. 36-34, Timberwolves back up by two once again. Ellie Sharp works to the right side of the lane. Inside to Leach. Leach with a jump shot in the paint. No. Rebound tipped out of there by... going to be touched last by the Timberwolves. Tipped out of there by Jansky, Cameron Jansky, and it'll stay. Oh, now they're going to assess a foul, I think, on the Timberwolves. On Jansky, her second personal. All right. Inbounding it. They put it inside. Ellie Howe. Shot is up. No. Rebound. Leach has it taken away by Trubiantes. She falls to the floor. Whistle and a foul on Ellie Howe. Howe picks up her third personal. Not yet shooting. That's only team foul number six. The next one will be in 1-1. 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game. It's 36-34. Exeter Milligan with a two-point lead on HTRS. Timberwolves with the basketball. Cameron Jansky. Lob pass back to Jansky in traffic. Her shot is up. No. Blocked away by Ellie Howe, but a whistle and a foul. Jansky will be at the line to shoot two. The foul on Ellie Howe. That's her fourth personal. So now Ellie Howe has four, and Ellie Sharp has four. At the free throw line, Cameron Jansky shooting two shots. She is 2 out of 3 from the line so far tonight. First one is up and good. She's now hit 3 out of 4. And she's in double figures with 11 points. 37-34. The lead is 3 now, once again, for the Timberwolves, with 3:21 to play in the ballgame. Second free throw is up. It's off, no good. Wait a minute. Okay, lane violation. She stepped across the line. It wouldn't have counted anyway. So the lead remains at 3 now. 37-34. HTRS trails by 3 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Ellie Sharp pushes the ball down court to Avery Dierberger. Dierberger tried to feed it into the Leach. The ball is tipped away and stolen. Long down court pass, Jansky. Layup off, around, around, and got it. Cameron Jansky with the lay-in on the fast break. It's a 5-point ball game. 3 minutes to go. And now timeout taken HTRS with 2:58 showing on the clock. 39-34, Titans down by 5. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to HTRS Lady Titans Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice Middle School Auditorium. Near the top of the hour, we'll remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Falls City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play for tonight's broadcast. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer. Back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation. This is the second of three games that you'll hear here on Sunny 101.3, and then we'll have a fourth game tonight over on KTNC, so lots of basketball remaining. Here with 2:57 to go, HTRS down by 5. Lady Titans with the ball. Avery Dierberger. Oh, her pass is deflected, stolen away. Fast break going the other way goes Jansky. Jansky puts up a shot, doesn't get it, got her own rebound, flips it out into the corner, and they'll slow things down. Canode between the rings, top of the key. Deerberger comes out to chase her. Canode dribbles away from her, pulls to the free throw line. Trubiantes in the paint, driving, floater up and good. Trubiantes took it to the hoop. She's in double figure. She has 12, and it's 41-34. The lead is back again to 7. Here's a 3 for Deerberger off the rim. No. Rebound Leach. Leach tries to go up with a follow shot. Couldn't get it. Rebound Trubiantes. Trubiantes comes out on the dribble. Slowly brings it up the court now with 2 minutes to play in the ball game. 41-34. The lead is 7 for the Timberwolves. Lob pass into Trubiantes in the paint. Shot is up. Doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on HTRS. Trubiantes will be at the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots here for the Timberwolves. The foul is going to be called on Gracie Schaefer. That's her 3rd personal. Trubiantes at the line. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight and has 12 points in the basketball game. Here shooting 2 shots. Jasmine Trubiantes takes aim. The shot is on the way up and good. She's now 3 for 3 from the line, 13 points in the ballgame for Jasmine Trubiantes. 1:57 left to play here. The lead is back up to 8. Trubiantes ready for her 2nd free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up and got it. Made them both. She's 4 for 4 from the line tonight. And suddenly, after having things tied up just a moment ago, suddenly the Lady Titans are back down by 9 with 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Ellie Schart into the corner. Schaefer tried to go into Leach. Ball tipped away. Trubiantes with the steal. They flip it down court. Here comes a fast break. 3-on-2. Underneath the basket, they threw it away. It goes out of bounds. Got in a hurry there. That's a thing that gives coaches gray hairs. Coach Jackson Krejci's got to be thinking, girls, you're up by 9. Maybe you might want to slow it down. They threw the ball away, and they give it back to the Lady Titans. We'll take it. Here comes HTRS. Avery Deerberger into the corner, down to Gladar. Gladar back up top to Deerberger, finds Gladar. Laramie Gladar, baseline left side, shot is up, couldn't get it to fall. Rebound comes down to the Timberwolves. Dribbling out of there with it is Jansky. She slows things down here. Coach Jackson Krejci across the way, encouraging her to not get in such a big hurry. Bob pass into Trubiantes, off the glass, shot up and good. Jasmine Trubiantes has had a big quarter here. She scored 8 points in just the last few minutes. And suddenly it's an 11-point ball game, 45-34. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor with 1 minute to play. 45-34, Lady Titans trail. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scoreboard here at the Beatrice Middle School shows 1 minute left to play in regulation. 45-34, the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves leading the HTRS Titans in this semifinal game of the girls' B division. If it finishes up like it appears it's going to, that would mean that HTRS will move to the third place consolation game. That'll be played tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 over at the city auditorium. Here's the inbound pass, comes into Schart, a cross court pass, Gladar in the corner, back up top to Schart, around to Gracie Schaefer. Lady Titans need to be shooting the ball. Schart for 3, shot is up, off no good, rebound, follow shot, try for putback by Schaefer, is blocked away, and the loose basketball grabbed up by the Timberwolves. 40 seconds to play in the ball game. On the dribble in backcourt is Canode. Canode's going to be fouled. Foul is going to be called on Gracie Schaefer. That'll be her 4th personal. So now Gracie has 4. L.A. Howe has 4. And L.A. Schart has 4 fouls. Free throws, again, are going to be the difference in this ball game. At the free throw line will be Josie Canode. She has 1 out of 2 from the line, has 3 points tonight. Here shooting 1 and 1. Shot is up and good. So she'll get another attempt. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have a complete rundown of the individual scoring and look at all the numbers and tell you how your favorite player did tonight in the scorebook. Canode ready for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. She hit them both. 46-34, a 12-point lead. And this game, folks, was much closer than the final score is going to indicate here. You got to hand it to the Titans. The ladies came back twice from a 12-point deficit and a 10-point deficit to tie the score up. But now here in the late going, falling behind. There's a shot up by Deerberger, whistle and a foul. And they're going to put Avery Deerberger to the line. The sophomore will be shooting two shots. I haven't added him up lately, but Avery's had quite a ball game. I think she's got 13 points in the ball game. She's at the line here, shooting two. First free throw is up and off. No good. She'll get another one. She also had a couple of real nice assists to J.C. Leach during that run when they came back from the 12-point deficit. Foul, incidentally, was on Trubiantes, her third personal. Now Deerberger ready for her second free throw. Ready to put it up with 25 seconds to play. She looks to the basket. Avery Deerberger, free throw is up. Good. She got it. Deerberger makes the basket. So, 47-35 our score. Down court pass across the timeline. Whistle. Foul's going to be called very quickly on J.C. Leach. Not sure that makes a lot of sense with 19 seconds, but you see teams do it all the time, down by 12. And they're fouling here with 19 seconds to play. At the free throw lines, Kropichka, Savannah. She's one out of two from the line. She makes the first one. She's now two out of three. Savannah has 8 points in the ball game. Again, that post-game show coming up after a brief timeout. Second shot is up and good also. Hit them both. Inbound the pass to Ellie Shart. Shart down court with it. Baseline left side, Ellie Howe. Jump shot up and off, no good. Leach tips it around. Ball is going to be grabbed in the corner. No sense fouling here, girls. Traveling is going to be called, and they'll get the ball back. The Titans will get it back with 8 seconds to go. Down 49-35, a 14-point ball game that was much closer. Top of the key, Ellie Shart. Shart, jump shot, right side up, off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with HTRS. 3 seconds on the clock. 49-35. HTRS down by 14. Lob pass comes in. Shart, left side, going to have to hurry. Driving layup, couldn't get it. There's the buzzer in the ball game. Your final score, Exeter Milligan, 49, and HTRS, 35. 49-35, your final. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. We're a mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. We're a mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're back to the Beatrice Middle School. Our final score tonight, Exeter Milligan defeating HTRS 49-35. Let's look at the numbers. For Exeter Milligan, two players in double figures. Jasmine Tubiantes had 16 points. Cameron Jansky with 13 points. Savannah Krupicka finished with 9. 6 points for Emma Olson. And Josie Canode had 5. From the free throw line, 13 of 17 from the charity stripe for the Timberwolves and their total of 49. For the HTRS Titans, Avery Deerberger came off the bench to lead the scoring for the girls. She finished in double figures with 14 points. J.C. Leach had 9 in the ballgame. Gracie Schaefer added 6. 4 points for Laramie Glaudar and Ellie Short added 2 for their total of 35. From the free throw line, HTRS went just 3 of 8. From the line, 3 of 8 from the line compared to 13 of 17 from the charity stripe for Exeter Milligan. Final score 49-35. With that win, the Timberwolves improved now to 10-4 on the season, and I believe that puts HTRS at 2-10 for the year. 49-35, your final. Stay with us. We're going to step aside for about 15 minutes here, and then we're going to be back with our next game in boys action, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Diller Odell Griffins coming up. That's next after a 15-minute break. We're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman. He's going to keep you entertained there at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Don't go away. Lots more basketball coming your way here on Sunny 101.3.